welcome to the show, Patrick and Dr. Talkett. How are you today?
Just fine, thank you.
Good.
And thank you both for coming on the program. For a lot of people, when it comes to recognizing the signs and symptoms of a stroke, they don't necessarily recognize it. I mean, the most prevalent example that I can come to mind is actually on the station. We had a stroke awareness commercial where it pretty much was the person was, I mean, you saw the signs and symptoms, and it was kind of normal, but the person they were interacting with was just going on about the conversation because they didn't recognize the signs of the stroke. So what are some of those signs?
Well, the typical signs and symptoms of a stroke would be drooping of the lower half of the face on one side, weakness and or numbness of one side of the body, clumsiness of one side of the body, slurred speech or language problems, vision problems where you either lose vision in one eye or the same half of both eyes. And with those symptoms, any or all of those symptoms that come on suddenly, those are your classic signs and symptoms.
Wow, so that definitely is something where, I mean, if you don't recognize it, you can very easily do what the other person that commercial was doing and just continue to go about the day without getting help and making sure the person was taken care of.
Yes, absolutely. And it's really important to recognize those signs and symptoms because the longer we wait from when the symptoms begin, the less likely we are to recover and the less likely we are to give our clotbuster drug, which is our only treatment for stroke.
Now, is anyone more at risk for a stroke than anyone else?
Everyone is at risk for stroke.
Okay.
As soon as you're born, our risk of stroke just increases as we go up. The classic, patient profile would be somebody that has high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, smokes, or has atrial fibrillation, which is a irregular rhythm of the heart. But you don't have to have any of those, and you can still be at risk for stroke. I think Patrick would attest to that.
Well, Patrick, for you, I mean, you're a stroke survivor. So what was that experience of, I mean, going through the stroke? And I'm sure it was very scary.
Well, I actually say it was more clinical because when you have a stroke, number one, it's pain-free with the type of clot stroke. And it also is you're a little bit fuzzy, so you're pretty much dependent on the folks around you to figure things out. That's why time to talk is so important. But my wife, she did figure out immediately that I was having a stroke and dialed 911 to get help.
Did you know that you were having a stroke when it was happening, or was it one of those things where once the doctors had helped you, they were the ones that told you, hey, you had a stroke?
Well, first of all, just because of my lifestyle, a vegetarian runner and a military member, I was not thinking I was having a stroke. I heard my wife talking to 911 saying, my husband is having a stroke. That's when I pretty much figured out I'm having a stroke.
Wow, and that's really scary to think that it was completely outside the risk factors that Dr. Talkett was just talking about.
Well, he did say anybody's at risk,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we're doing, that's one of the big reasons we're doing this. Anybody is at risk for having a stroke.
Well, you guys have come together, you've already mentioned it briefly, this Time to Talk campaign. So exactly what is this, and how is this raising awareness for stroke?
Well, Time to Talk is a campaign that the National Stroke Association has put on that is an attempt to really raise awareness about stroke and to educate the general population about what a stroke is, what to look for, and importantly, what treatments we have. They have a website that is dedicated to this. It's at www.stroke.org/time-to-talk. And patients can go to this website, not patients, your ordinary lay person can go to this website and they can find out more information.
Awesome. And this is definitely something for those who have been in the same position as Patrick where they've had a stroke and they're just working on preventing from any more, but also those who maybe they've never had a stroke, but you never know what the future may hold, so ways for them to just prevent that from happening.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What would be some advice that either of you have for those people to just help prevent that stroke?
Well, the most important things to do in regards to prevention are to are the usual things that we're always told: exercise, eat right, but especially control those other risk factors that I've mentioned earlier: high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, and obviously, if you smoke, don't start, and if you do smoke, stop. And then atrial fibrillation, which is that rhythm disturbance. So controlling those will help lower your risk of stroke. But nothing we do will make us risk-free. As we get older, our risk of stroke increases. So it's just the usual things that we've always been preached as far as what we need to do.
Well, Patrick, in your case, you were a very healthy guy. So what have been some changes that you've made to your lifestyle to prevent another stroke?
Well, because I have atrial fibrillation, I've been placed on Coumadin, and that's the main thing. Everything else is back to normal with running and diet. But I'm on a blood thinner medication right now. And I've had a pacemaker implanted to keep my heart rate over 60. But that's basically it.
Well, where can people go for more information about the Time to Talk campaign and more information about stroke awareness in general?
Again, the best website would be our best place to start would be the stroke.org website, stroke.org / Time to Talk. But American Heart Association, American Academy of Neurology have other patient-centered websites that or links that can get you appropriate patient education, things to look for, and more importantly, it's directed towards the lay person as well.
Awesome, and thank you both so much for coming on the program. It's been a pleasure talking with both of you.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Thank you.